Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On Wednesday, November 3rd, 2010, Barbadians flocked to Kensington Oval, not for cricket, but for the state funeral of the late David John Howard Thompson, Barbados's 6th Prime Minister. Thompson died in office on October 23rd, at the young age of 48, losing his battle with pancreatic cancer. In a ticket-only event, in excess of 10,000 Barbadians filled Kensington Oval to pay tribute to the late Prime Minister, including dignitaries from CARICOM countries and the diplomatic corps. Also in attendance was the Barbadian pop star Robin Rihanna Fenty, who flew in via private jet. At 9 a.m., the flag-draped casket of Thompson arrived at the Oval by gun carriage from the Downs and Wilson Funeral Home for the official start of the service. Although the funeral was televised live, scores of Barbadians lined the road from Eagle Hall to Kensington Oval to view the procession. At Kensington, a tribute to the life of the late Prime Minister was delivered by the Prime Minister of Jamaica, the Honorable Bruce Golding, while lifelong friend Brian Clark delivered a heartfelt eulogy to his memory. Along the 19-kilometer route from the Oval to St. John's Parish Church, Barbadians from all walks of life lined the route and seized every vantage point to view the solemn procession. At Gall Hill in St. John, his constituents look on with grief as the final leg of the cortege, escorted by a guard of honor, followed by his widow Mara, his children and family members, traveled to his final burial place at the historic St. John's Parish Church. November 3rd, 2010 was indeed a sad day for Barbadians.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.